You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. We're going to get back into the Masters coming up at 9 o'clock. Jason Sobel, PGA Tour Radio, will give us his take. But join us right now, talk a little hoops. It's our pal Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, powered by Verizon. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
We're doing good.
Doing pretty well.
How are you doing?
Not bad, not bad. Trying to travel, get through some stuff, but we're here now. Sorry.
Where are you now, if I can ask?
We're at a high school All-American practices and games out in Portland, so traveling on our way to Chicago for the game tonight.
Gotcha. See how I didn't say Chicago, Illinois cakes?
I did notice that, yeah. Chicago's pretty noteworthy.
Cakes just said he was talking about Chicago, and he said Chicago, Illinois. Like I didn't know where Chicago was.
And I'm usually better than
another
that.
One pops up.
Right.
I'm usually better than that.
Okay. Very fair. Very fair.
Jason has a lot of pet peeves though, because if you said you were going out to on a trip to Florida, he'd be upset that you didn't use down.
Yeah, because
he's very specific.
No matter.
Yes,
directional is very important.
I get it.
You can't say out to Atlanta or over to Atlanta. You can't say. You got to say down to Atlanta.
The reason we brought it up.
Down. Got it.
Correct.
We brought that up, Will, because that's where the NBA draft lottery is happening. Mm-hmm. In Chicago.
Over in Chicago?
Oh, yep. Out in Chicago.
There you go.
In about a month. And, I mean, I talked to you about this when we were hanging out in the Wizards suite like a week ago, that I go on tankathon.com all the time, probably more than I should, and I run the sim, and the Wiz don't get the first pick that often, and it's kind
of
tilting.
I'm guessing they get it 14% of the time.
I would guess if you ran it about
that's
time,
what it is.
It would be 14%. Yes, this is correct.
Now, Will, remind us, what's the worst slot you guys can be in? Is it five?
Yeah. Well, first, thank you guys for coming to the game the other day. That was pretty cool to catch up again. And it depends on where the season finishes. Obviously, we have two more games left.
Right.
So wherever you finish, it's like minus four. So if you're 1, 5, 2, 6, 3, 7, like moving backwards that
gotcha.
Way.
So
we'll know here pretty shortly.
Gotcha. Do you like the fact that we were just kind of talking about, you know, the NBA has the lottery, the Major League Baseball has the lottery for the draft. I believe the NHL has the lottery.
Not sure about that, but anyway,
the NFL clearly does. And clearly, if you have the worst record, you're going to have the number one slot. Do you like the lottery, or do you wish it was like it was years ago and it was just worst record gets the one, second worst gets the two?
Yeah, I think the NBA did a good job of coming in and making sure that there's a little bit more fairness to it, and a little bit more randomness to it, which I think the fans appreciate. So I know in other sports, they don't have the same things in terms of guaranteed contracts, and it's really hard to kind of flip teams around. So it makes sense for basketball.
So we've talked a lot with you this season about Alex Saar. He's really been putting together a good second half of the season and seems to be getting better and better. If you had to assess the season overall with your top pick, he was drafted number two last year. Tell us what you think about Alex Saar's rookie season.
Yeah, I think Alex is right on schedule from what we were kind of expected. And you saw early on the impact he had defensively. And as he got more comfortable throughout the year, kind of the offensive impact that he had, and not just his scoring, but he's an all-around player with the playmaking, his passing, his ability to stretch the floor and roll to the rim. So defensively, that Indiana game, he was so comfortable the other night, protecting the rim, guarding Miles Turner, but then also switching out on Halliburton and defending those guys really well. Like, that's the glimpses of what we saw and what we'll continue to see, and that's a playoff team right there. So very happy. He got more and more comfortable. If he didn't have that month, I think, where he was injured and dealing with the ankle injury, he probably would have came out a little faster and had an even stronger year. But to have 100 threes, 100 assists, and 100 blocks, that shows you're just affecting the game everywhere. And he's only the third player ever to do that. So we're very happy with where he's at.
Hey, Will, you mentioned Halliburton there. I'm currently watching, and I could watch this all day, the clip of Bob Carrington crossing over Halliburton, and Halliburton just falls down and can't get up. Like, he completely breaks his ankles, and then he drills a three ball right in his face. I mean, Carrington's three-point prowess as well as his playmaking ability, I mean, just remarkable for a guy who's only 19 years old at this point.
Yeah, the competitive buff came out on that one. I'm just happy that he made the shot.
Yeah.
And all three of our rookies didn't start the season shooting the ball from deep with the same level of confidence, and now all three of them kind of finished the season like that. But his durability, he's been able to play, knock on wood, every single game so far this year, and that's really hard to do for a rookie. And he brings it and has gotten better through each one of them. But for our rookies to all three of them make 100 threes this year, I think that's never been done before. That's pretty high level for kind of where the game is going. But the thing I was most proud about that game was, I think last time we were on, we were talking about how Indiana played against us at home. We hadn't had an opportunity to kind of show how resilient we could be and fight back there in Indiana, and made it a really good game and had an opportunity to win down the stretch. So for us, that's the progress that we're looking for, because we didn't like the effort 2 weeks before that in D.C.
You know, you've talked a little bit about kind of your job as a GM and how much travel is involved, and when you start seeing these players, and you even alluded to it in this interview. But I'm curious, at what age was the first time Will Dawkins saw Bob Carrington play? How old was Bob?
So Bob is one of those guys that I can't even rag about being on super early, because he didn't play on the high-level AAU circuits. He was kind of an unknown and popped late. But he did play in like the Capital City Classics, so you can see him at high school events like that. So probably not until his senior year, which is just like a kudos to him. He went in there, didn't even know if he was going to start at Pitt, and by the end of the year was drafted in the lottery. So he's one that just puts the time in, and the 5-inch growth spurt kind of helped too, her as a junior year, to kind of make him bigger and stronger and faster. So he kind of popped late. But typically we're seeing these guys 15, 16 years old, if they're on the Nike, Under Armour, Adidas circuits. That's what our summers are for.
AJ Johnson has played pretty well in the last few games too. We were talking about him. I can't remember who you guys played when he had like 20. Maybe it was in the Brooklyn game or something. But anyway,
yeah, I think you're right.
So he's young. Is he even 20 yet? Maybe he is.
Yes, AJ turned 20. He is.
Okay.
He is.
Just give us your thoughts on AJ, who you guys acquired, who's a rookie, and he's very young, and he's athletic, and he looks like he's, you know, just based on the numbers, he's getting more comfortable in his role.
For sure. No, AJ fits the bill in terms of what we're looking for, young players who are trying to get better, and has the athleticism and can show it on both ends of the floor. We weren't sure where we were getting. Obviously, he was in Milwaukee and didn't really have an opportunity to play. But we knew what we liked from the draft, and his ability to get by his man without a screen, touch the paint, and finish at the rim is unmatched for a player of his age and his size. So he's got an opportunity late in the season. This is kind of what the experimental part of the year is for, and he's made the most of it. So he's got a lot to build on into the summertime, but this has given him that confidence, and we'll see him in summer league, and hopefully he'll look like a more advanced player because of it.
Just out of curiosity, where was he committed to play in college before he decided not to go? Do you know?
So there was a couple spots that he was really considering. Okay. Fortunately, we hired Cody Toppert from LSU, and he had a relationship with Cody, and Cody's our assistant coach with the Go-Go, or assistant coach with the Wizards, but our head coach with the Go-Go.
Gotcha.
So they've known each other for a while, so it's been good to kind of rekindle, and he was seriously considering LSU and their relationship, because when AJ first got here, we made sure that he spent some time with the Go-Go as well.
Talking to Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, powered by Verizon. Will, I'm curious. So I look at box scores a lot, and at this time of year, certain teams, I don't recognize the names. How do you evaluate your players when some of these teams are shutting down some of their players, going up against a lot of G Leaguers here at the end? You just used the term experimental. How do you evaluate?
Yeah, like you said, it can be tough at moments to kind of prepare yourself for who you're playing with, because teams are experimenting and doing different things. I would say for us, they're all data points. Every time you get an opportunity to go on an NBA floor, you know that they're NBA caliber players, and we focus mostly on us at this point. So what are we trying to do? How are we trying to do it? And what can we learn? So how do we grow from there? So every game is a data point, and fortunately we have two more left before we kind of transition into the offseason.
All right, well, I want to make a $2 bet on Will Dawkins. All right, let's all bet.
That's a big bet on this show.
Let's all bet. Uh-oh. Yeah. You don't answer, Will. We're going to bet amongst ourselves.
Okay, all right, I'm ready.
Will Will Dawkins watch the Masters on Sunday?
Will Will Dawkins
watch the
Masters?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sunday.
I'm going to bet no, because he's clearly traveling for some pretty big recruiting event.
I don't know that we've ever asked him about golf. Scouting he might event. Be like me and doesn't care. Now, I'll probably check it out.
He's traveling.
But I don't really care.
I'm going to say no.
I'm in on no.
Everybody's no. All right, I'll be the contrarian. I'll go yes.
He's going to say yes.
All right, Will, will you watch the Masters on Sunday?
So I will not be able to watch all of it because we play in Miami at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Will be on in the executive locker room in Miami pre and post. I'll say that.
Okay, so right. you're actually interested in it.
It's a toss-up. Yes. It's a toss-up.
No, but he's interested.
Yeah.
He's interested.
No, he said it'll be on, but he didn't say he'll watch it.
All right, does he know who's in the lead right now? All right, let's make that bet.
No, I say no.
I'm going to say no.
He might. He's plugged in.
You're going to bet yes.
Am I betting on Will Dawkins here? Yes. I'm not confident. I'm going to say no.
All right, Will. Will the thrill.
All right, just for action, I'm going to take yes. Okay. I got $2 that you know who the leader of the Masters
He's
is right now.
He's probably looking it up right now on his phone.
Will, who's leading the Masters?
Say it again.
Who's leading the Masters right now?
Oh, I could not tell you that. I apologize.
Yeah, way to go, Will. Love that answer.
Yeah, $2 on that one.
Here you go, Cakes.
All right, Will. Safe travels out there. When are you coming back? So you play Miami Sunday, so I guess you'll be back here in the D.C. area Sunday night?
Back Sunday night. We'll make sure we do exit interviews on Monday and make sure we transition into the summer program for our guests.
That's right.
All right, and remember, we are available to sit there in Chicago for the lottery as a representative of the Wizards.
I'm a big cooler. I don't know if you want me out there in Chicago, Illinois.
Well, he doesn't have to choose you. He can choose Valdez.
Today, we have to consider. They go to the top of the line consideration.
Well, okay. That'd be cakes.
So. All right.
All right, man.
All right. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Will.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, man. You too.
It's Will Dawkins, powered by Verizon Wizards GM. We will talk some Masters next. Jason Sobel, who I guarantee you knows who the leader at the Masters is, from PGA Tour Radio, CBS Sports HQ, joins us next here on The Junkies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.